ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the ayat of surah al imran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kull nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al qiyamah wa man zuhziya 'anil nari wa udkhila al jannata faqad faz وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things. The first of them is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that every living thing will taste death. We live as if we have 10,000 years. We forget that we cannot even account for or guarantee the next 10 minutes. So, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And then the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will get your full reward only after you die, on the day of judgment. In this dunya you will get something, but the full reward, both of good and evil, you will get on the day of judgment. And third one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ زُخْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah give us a criterion, a measurement, to define success. What is real success? The one who is freed from the hellfire and who is entered into Jannah, only that person is successful and is permanently successful. After that, there is no test. These three we covered in the last 3 days. Fourth one today is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This part of this ayat has come in other places also in the Quran, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly, the life of this world is a deception. Now, we have heard this many times, and I'm sure we must have thought, or anyone who reflects should think, what is this deception? Allah is saying, life is deception. So, what is the deception? As far as our experience is concerned, this life is real. How is it a deception? I have a house. The house is real. It's not. I'm not imagining that I have a house. I have property. I'm not imagining I have the property. It has, the property is there. I can buy it. I can sell it. Similarly, I have my qualifications. I have a job. I have a career. I have a business. I have children. I have a wife, and so on and so forth. So, what is deception? How is it deception? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. The word mata is actually used for something which is not just deceptive, but something which is very, degenerate something which is completely discounted, which has no value. It's like a piece, it's not even a dishcloth, it is something which you just wipe something and throw away the cloth. It's like that. Allah is saying this dunya is like this. But how is it like this? What is the deception? Now, in my view, the deception is of four kinds. The first one is the deception of permanence. The deception of permanence. Where we have grown up and we believe, and this is from shaitan, nobody will actually admit that, nobody will actually say it because it sounds stupid. But if you look at our lives, we live our lives as if we are going to be here forever. Simple thing. You build a house. Why do you use RCC? Why do you use reinforced concrete? For what? Right? Supposing you are building a single story house. Why are you using reinforced concrete? And if you ask them, they say, no, this will be there for the next 100 years. But you won't be there for the next 100 years. Why do you care whether this is there for the next 100 years or not? How does it matter to you? When was Chaumalla Palace built? Whenever it was built. The fact that it is still there, does it make a difference to Sikandar Shah who built it? So, we live in a state of the deception of permanence. And we forget that the actual permanence is in the hereafter, is in the akhirah. So if you look at our lives and say, am I living my life in a way where I seem to imagine that this is permanent, or am I facing the actual reality, which Allah is saying this is a deception? Actual reality is akhirat is permanent. Now, how do I judge that? I judge it by my own actions. I judge it by how I spend my time. I judge it by how I spend my resources, my energy, my focus. What am I hassled about? Just think about this. Right? Many of us, we are involved in different ways in, you know, public works, right? So, you go to this conference, that conference, you are called to speak here, there and all that. Then the photographs come. In the papers, there are photos and so on and so forth. Tell me, seriously, ask yourself. Don't fool yourself, because everybody says, nahi, mere ko fikar nahi hai. Fikar aapko bhi hai, aapke baap ko bhi hai. Don't tell me nahi hai. That is a lie to yourself. Ask yourself, if your photo doesn't come in that, in the photos which are published, if your photo is not there, how much sleep will you lose over it? The whole world turns upside down. For what? If your photo is right in the center, even if your photo is, you know, like you have this like wanted dead or alive posters, you know, on Times, who is on Times cover? Tell me, last year's Times cover, who was there? Do you remember? Somebody made it to the cover of the Times, right? Global, I'm not talking about some local newspaper. I'm talking about the world top, right? Times, somebody who... Do you remember who was there on the picture of how? What difference does it make? So if my picture comes on the Times cover, what difference does it make? If it doesn't come, what difference does it make? What do you do with the Times, with the photo on it after you finish with it? You throw it in the garbage, no? Or you sell it to the Raddi paper, depending on where you are. This tells us. Where do we think is the permanence? Am I so concerned about what is going to happen in my akhirah? I am very concerned about my photo in the paper. What about my photo on the day of judgment? Where will it be? Who will see it? So, first deception is the deception of permanence. This life is not permanent. There is death, we are going to go. There is forgetfulness, no matter what you do, good or bad, it will be forgotten, it will be gone. Right? But we live in this life as if this is the only thing. Permanent. I will be here for the next 10,000 years, where I don't even have guarantee of the next 10 minutes. Second deception is that of success, where we believe that success comes from wealth and power and authority and influence and fame and name in this world. Once again, these are things which we have to tell ourselves, because we go through. Our whole life is so full of lies. It is not funny. And the reality is that you must never lie to yourself. You should never lie to anybody, but I'm saying definitely to yourself. You should never lie to yourself. Don't fool yourself and say, no, this is not important for me. That's absolute nonsense. That is total rubbish. You are lying to yourself. If you look at your life, it is 100% important for you. If it is not important, why are you chasing it? Why are you upset if you don't get it? Huh? How many organizations, how many great movements, especially of Muslims I'm talking about, in India, in the world, are breaking up, have broken up, for what reason? Because I did not get the chair. Ye ho raha nahi ho raha. So saal se chal raha so kam. Just for that, 100 years someone started. No, I must have. I must be the Amir. Then you tell me, "Dunya ki koi haqeeqat hi nahi hai sahab." Wala jhoota hai, bolne wala. Haq baat hai. I mean, haqeeqat nahi hai, to kai ko maar raha kursi ke piche. If the life of this world is nothing, which you stand on the minbar and say, then why are you dying behind this chair? Why have you created a great fitna? Find me one of every single Muslim organization, it's being destroyed because of this chasing behind the chair. Every organization has got disease. Not one organization which is free from this. Because success, we measure it as this. Second deception. Success depends on wealth and so on and so on and so on of this dunya. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying success is not this. Success is over there. See how beautiful this ayat is and of the whole Quran is. But these four things which I will tell you, I don't even have to look for other references in the Quran for which references are there. But I am saying the same ayat has the references of all these four things. Permanence I talked about. What is the reference in the same ayat? Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. There is no permanence. Death is permanent, not your life. Second one is success. Framework of success. Oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I'm making all this effort. I'm doing, this and that and the other. Allah is saying, no, success is there. If you are freed from the hellfire and you enter into Jannah, you are successful. Nobody will ask, why are you president of this organization, that organization, this movement, that movement, this tanzeem, that tanzeem. Oh, third deception is to understand that freedom of choice does not mean freedom from consequences. We are free to choose, but every choice comes with a price tag. Every choice. You are free to choose. You are free to choose to sit and eat a diet which is fantastically, a meal which is fantastically tasteful, but which is 100% carbohydrates and sugar. Nobody stops you. But you know that there is a price tag attached to that. And that price tag is not the price of the meal. It's what happens to you inside. Once all that carbs and sugar go into the body, then what happens? That's the price tag. So it's not that, you paid some 500 rupees or 300. No. It's much more than that. I'm giving you only one example. Same thing applies. Free to choose does not mean freedom from consequences of the choice. Every choice has a consequence. And in the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Consequences are there. Whatever choice you make, consequences are there. And the fourth deception is fear of people versus fear of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I was saying yesterday, majority of things we do wrong are because we fear the people. What will people say? Loga kya bolenge? Koi kuch nahi bolta, kisi ko fikar nahi hai. You are not so important. Please try to understand this. Go look at your face in the mirror. You are highly unimportant. You think you are very important. Nobody cares a damn what you do and don't do and, Loga kuch nahi bolte. Logo kya fikar hai, unke zindagi khud hai. Everyone has got his own priorities in life and so on and so forth. He's not bothered about you. You are fooling yourself to say that what will people say? What is important is what will Allah say? What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? I am doing this, I am saying this, I am not saying this, I am working here, I am not working here. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Is the pleasure of Allah associated with this? Because the reality is, if the whole world is pleased with me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased, then the pleasure of this whole world is worthless. And on the contrary, if the whole world is displeased with me, but Allah is pleased with me, I am successful. This is the life of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about so many Anbiya alayhi salam? The life of the Anbiya alayhi salam, by and large, is what? The whole world is displeased, but Allah is pleased. One of the best examples is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everybody is unhappy with Ibrahim alayhi salam. They are unhappy to the extent they decide to burn him. They tie him up, they put him into the catapult. They fire him into the fire. So that's not a sign of pleasure. Everybody is highly unhappy. Ibrahim alayhi salam is the most unpopular person going. Right? No name, no fame, no wealth, no influence. His own father is not willing to help him. Where is the question of anybody else? Nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. So all this displeasure of everybody, did it, what happened to that? Nothing happened. Ibrahim alayhi salam, home and dry. Khalilullah. Innamal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. Permanence, success, consequences, of choices, and the last one is pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala versus the pleasure of people. If these four things we understand and we implement in our lives, it's not a matter of just understanding it intellectually. Implementing the life means what? Means before every single action, I measure it on these parameters and say, is it fitting here? And if we do live our lives in that way, then you are going to live a life which is rooted in reality, not rooted in fantasy. Today our lives are rooted in fantasy. All our fears are always in the, this might happen, that might happen, that might happen. It takes away the joy of today, and it does not take care of that fear if and when it happens. How many of us today are living, what will happen to the Muslims in this country? Hare boss, you are living a nice, good, decent, happy life now. Enjoy it, no? What will happen is a different issue. You plan for it, it's okay, but there's no need to live in fear of that. But we are living in fear. For what? Because we think this life is permanent. Anything may happen to the Muslims in this country, you may not be there. Then what's the problem? This is the meaning of it. Innamal hayatu dunya illa mataul ghurur. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu to open our eyes to the reality and give us a life which is rooted in reality, not in fantasy, so that we live in a way which is pleasing to Him jalla jalalu and not to everybody else, because nobody else matters. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.